This is Chris Johnson, and I'm going to do something right now that I have not done in the 7 years that I've been doing this podcast. Podcast is going to be 7 years old on August 14th. This is the first time I've ever fucking done this. I'm going to revisit the topic of an old podcast. Episode 2. I've been thinking about doing this for a while, been kind of hesitant about it because I like my old podcasts, but old podcast Chris Johnson was a little bit subdued. I had to kind of learn how the fuck to do this, whatever the fuck this is. And in addition to old podcast Chris Johnson being more subdued, I got new people listening to this shit all the time. New coworkers I met along the way, random people stumbling upon it. And when people start listening, they don't go all the way back to fucking episode 1. So there are probably many people who have never heard this fucking story, and I cannot fucking have that. Okay, so this story takes place in 2016. I don't date anybody, but I was actually dating somebody then. Sort of, I guess. It was that weird fucking thing where, like, you go out, like, I don't know how many times we went out. Not many, like 4 or 5. And you're like, what the fuck are we doing here? What is this? What the fuck is this? You know that face? So I'm dating this girl, kind of. And we're going to go to the Blue Jays game. I was going to pick her up at her parents' house because her passport was there or some shit. But I got a text to show up late. It was like, do not show up on time. Don't get here early. And I'm like, what the fuck? We got to cross the border, goddammit. I don't know these fucking bridge times. Like, it's traffic and shit. Like, we got to fucking get rolling here. I want to watch the Jays, goddammit. The Blue Jays are my favorite baseball team. Maybe my favorite professional sports team. So I don't show up early. I show up like on time or late. From the moment I pulled into this fucking subdivision, I determined that I do not fucking belong here. Chris Johnson does not belong here. These houses are fucking huge. I could fucking work 20 lifetimes and not work up enough fucking money to live at a fucking place like that. What the fuck is my ass doing here? That was thought number one. Thought number two, as I'm sitting outside this fucking house, parking my fucking car, like, I don't want to fucking go in there. I don't want to go in this fucking house. It's her parents' house. I don't want to fucking meet her parents. This is like fucking date number two. Like, her sisters are in there? Or one sister was in there? Like, her nieces are in there? Her fucking mom's in there? Her dad wasn't in there. I did meet that guy later on. He called me fucking wild man. So I'm just sitting there. I just sat in the fucking car in front of this fucking house for like a couple minutes. And I was like, do I text her? Like, what do I do here? Do I just sit here? What the fuck? I think I waited for her to come outside too. Like, I wasn't going to come right in. Like, I did the fucking Chris Johnson fuck this thing. Probably considered fucking driving home if I know me before I walked into this goddamn house. So I go in there and I fucking meet her mom. I'm like, hey, I'm Chris. Me and your daughter are sort of dating, I guess? I don't know. I really shouldn't be meeting your fucking ass yet. It's not time for that. But hello. I met her fucking sister. Her three nieces were there and shit. And they were all young. Like, I don't know, like 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6, some shit like that. And they were chatting my ass up about fucking like Disney princesses or whatever the fuck. And they're all like looking for this fucking passport. And like, her mom's mad because she can't find her passport. I'm like, is there a weird dynamic here? Like, what the fuck is this? And then at one point they're like, hey, listen, do you want to come downstairs and help look for the passport? I've been in this house for 3 fucking minutes. I'm gonna go, like, look for something? Like, whatever, dude. Your mom's up here. This is awkward. I'll fucking go downstairs because your mom's not downstairs. So I go downstairs, and I'm just with her sister downstairs. What the fuck is happening here? Her sister's got her 3 fucking daughters. They're all running around and shit. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit my ass in the middle of this fucking basement floor because there's, like, a fucking little area rug in there. And I did. I sat down in this fucking rug. I'm sitting in a fucking stranger's basement on fucking date 2 with her fucking nieces running around me like maniacs. Coming to the realization that I'm probably not going to be able to see the fucking Blue Jays game tonight, and I pay for these goddamn tickets. What else at this point could possibly fucking go wrong? There's all these shelves down there. It's a typical basement, and her fucking sister takes like a fucking trunk off the shelf. Like, hey, maybe the passport's in this fucking random trunk. And I hear it unlatch, and then I hear something that I've never fucking forgotten. Her sister says, ew, whose sex toys are these? And I'm sitting there fucking pissed off, and I just fucking, like, you know, just, wait, what? One of those fucking things? Like the fucking cartoons? And I was thinking, like, did she say sex toys? Like, her daughter's here. Did she say sex toys? And I looked, and she's holding up a fucking dildo. It's a fucking, it's a box of fucking dildos and, like, fucking vibrators and, like, fucking sex toys and shit. Like, there's a, it's a box of rubber dicks. I'm sitting in a fucking basement of a fucking stranger's house, and there's a box of rubber dicks there that this fucking woman just opened up in front of her fucking daughters, and then her daughters went and they grabbed one of them. There was a fucking purple dick, and her fucking, you know, 4-year-old daughter had it and was waving it around like it was a fucking sword, grabbing the sword by the hilt, but it wasn't a hilt, it was a fucking shaft of a dick. And she was like rubbing it against her fucking head. I don't know whose vagina those have been in. I'm assuming maybe yours, I don't know. Well, she said whose sex toys are those, so maybe not hers, but like, those have been in a fucking vagina. Like, in this house, somebody. Or maybe an ass, I don't know. I mean, maybe her dad uses those. I have no fucking idea. I don't get the dynamic of this fucking family, but I know that I'm in the fucking basement of a fucking house, and there's a box of dicks there, and a fucking child is waving around one with a fucking purple head. and rubbing it on her head. And she said to me, she was like, hey guy, you should rub this against your head. And I was like, I don't fucking think that's a good idea, kid. Keep that dick away from me, please. And she chuckled. And then her mom realized, like, what the fuck is happening? Because I'm sitting there thinking, like, can you look down and see that your daughter's waving a dick? And she did. She's like, ooh, that is not what you think it is. Give me that. And then she said, like, ew, this is all crusty. Oh, Jesus Christ. It was on your daughter's fucking head. Fuck. We didn't find the passport. I didn't get to go to the fucking game. But I had something burned into my memory that day that I've never fucking forgotten. And I also met the fucking girl. It was a different girl, a different sister who owned that box of dicks. I met her later. I shook her hand. And I thought about the dicks the entire time. Like, hey, my name is Chris. I found your box of dicks. Sort of. I didn't say that out loud, but that's all I thought in my head. Like, those are her dicks. Those are her dicks. Those are her dicks. Hello. Nice to meet you. Hey, how'd this go? How'd this fucking revisit go? I think it went pretty well. I love that story. I might do this again from time to time. Bring a story back. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode's come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. But I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck you want. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Instagram at Maybe5Minutes. And in my motherfucking Facebook timeline.